Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. That book has won 5 awards, ladies and gentlemen. I'm really proud of it, and you can find it wherever books are sold. We're having a great visit with David Berkus. His new book is called Friend of a Friend. It's all about networking, about making you more of a successful networker. Cuts through all the hype and all the stuff that you don't need to worry about. I encourage you to find it wherever books are sold. Friend of a Friend, David Berkus. David, congratulations again on the new book. What do we need to know about networking that we might not have learned from anywhere else? What do you think? Is there a silver bullet that you've discovered?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'd call this a silver bullet. Probably one of the more surprising things I found in the research is that old anecdote, 6 degrees of separation, is actually true. We've replicated it multiple times. In an internet age, it's actually shrinking. But I think a lot of people pay attention to that and go, wow, that's fascinating, and do nothing with it. But if it is true, then that means those people that are 1 degree or 2 degrees of separation out for you number in the hundreds of millions. So everybody that you probably need for your professional network really is 1 or 2 introductions away. And we don't explore the fringes of that enough. And
I work that hard. I believe in that phenomenon, and I have turned that into cash.
Oh, no, I agree with you. You actually gave the golden question for me. You were saying it for you, but what I coach a lot of people to do is start asking the question, who do you know in blank of a lot of people that are in your existing network? You're not asking or begging for that one specific introduction. You're just exploring the fringes. Hey, who do you know in radio? Mm-hmm. Who do you know that works in insurance? Whatever industry or sector or even city that you're trying to make inroads into, that who do you know in blank can go really far to jog a lot of people's memory and go, oh, yeah, I get this person and this person and this person. And then usually there's even an offer to introduce you to one. Ask for it. You didn't beg for it or anything that feels weird. They just gave it to you.
And you never know when a person that you made yourself available to meet, you got out of your comfort zone, you made yourself available to meet someone, you never know when you can call them back and say, hey, we met so-and-so. And I remember you told me you have this background. Do you happen to know so-and-so? I mean, you're not asking them to adopt you or to make you a loan. You're just asking if they have a contact. All you're asking for is one little toehold, one little finger hold that you can get started. I mean, and all you did was make yourself available.
Right. No, I agree. I mean, so depending on the person, I think sometimes you got to be careful of the specific name, because, you know, every introduction is also a recommendation, right? It's also an endorsement.
Right.
And that's why I really like questions like, who do you know in blank, and let somebody else volunteer, because usually that name that they volunteer is someone they're willing to endorse you to.
That's a good point. I agree with that. That's a good point. All right, what else?
So I think we've got that. I think the other thing is that the weirdest thing that's happened to me since launching the book is that when I say networking, most people think the networking events. You know, we talked about Ivan and BNI and networking groups, and that's true, but that's just one of a myriad of different ways that your network grows. And one of the things that we research in the book is that the best connections are actually made not at those unstructured cocktail party mixer type things, but by engaging in shared activities, volunteering for a nonprofit board, pick up softball leagues, anything that draws people together and makes a goal other than to meet other people, you end up growing deeper connections with people almost by accident.
Well, and I'll tell you something else. What I think has helped me, what I know has helped me is I do my best to figure out how to help someone, even if it's just a small thing. I'll try to remember them. I'll try to send them a note or to do something to let them know that they're on my radar screen, because nothing is more satisfying than to ask somebody for help whom you've already helped. You've already paid it forward. That's a good feeling, isn't it, to say, you know, they don't owe me anything, but I don't feel ashamed to ask them. I don't feel badly about saying, hey, can you help me a minute?
Oh, yeah, no, I totally agree. And this is that one area, I think, where technology, social media, et cetera, helps this. Because if you think about, like, your news feed on Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter, et cetera, it's full of your weak and dormant ties, people you know but you don't know that well, broadcasting what's going on in their life that you can help them with, whether it's they're announcing that they're moving to a new job or whether they're asking for help on that network. You can, I don't think you comment or click like or anything like that. I think you pick up the phone when you see it.
Right.
But people are regularly sending messages about what they need and how you can help them. Mm-hmm. And yet the number one thing that a lot of people say is, well, I don't know how I could help them. Get online and scroll through your news. Most of us are doing it anyway. We're doing it mindlessly.
Right.
Just do it mindfully and figure out how you can help those people.
But we got to make sure that we don't let the technology become the excuse. We're still analog humans. Nesbitt's Razor said the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. We're never going to not want the high touch, are we?
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. And everything we found in the research for this book supports the idea that technology is a supplement to, not a replacement for, connecting with people face-to-face in person.
Say that again. Folks, this is going to be in the test. Go ahead, David.
Technology is a supplement to, not a replacement for, actual in-person human connection.
Folks, that's research. That's not just me bloviating. That's serious research from a serious researcher. David Berkus, Friend of a Friend is the title of the book. It's outstanding. Hey, David, will you come back soon?
Yeah, no, I'd love it. Thank you for having me on. It's been tons of fun.
Good. We'll do it again real soon. David Berkus, ladies and gentlemen. DavidBerkus.com, is that right?
Yep.
All right,
yep,
so check it out. Quick break, 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.